Proverbs 16. The purposes of the heart are of man, but the answer of the tongue is from Jehovah. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Jehovah weigheth the spirits. Commit thy works unto Jehovah, and thy thoughts shall be established. Jehovah hath wrought everything on his own account, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Every proud heart is an abomination to Jehovah. Hand for hand, he shall not be held innocent. By loving kindness and truth, iniquity is atoned for, and by the fear of Jehovah, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please Jehovah, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. The heart of man deviseth his way, but Jehovah directeth his steps. An oracle is on the lips of the king. His mouth will not err in judgment. The just balance and scales are Jehovah's. All the weights of the bag are his work. It is an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him that speaketh aright. The fury of a king is as messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is as a cloud of the latter rain. How much better is it to get wisdom than fine gold, and the getting of intelligence to be preferred to silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that taketh heed to his way keepeth his soul. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better is it to be of a humble spirit with the meek than to divide the spoil with the proud. He that giveth heed to the word shall find good, and whoso confideth in Jehovah, happy is he. The wise in heart is called intelligent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. Wisdom is a fountain of life for him that hath it, but the instruction of fools is folly. The heart of the wise maketh his mouth intelligent, and upon his lips increaseth learning. Pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul, and health for the bones. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the ways of death. The appetite of the laborer laboreth for him, for his mouth urgeth him on. A man of Belial diggeth up evil, and on his lips there is as a scorching fire. A false man soweth contention, and a tale-bearer separateth very friends. A violent man enticeth his neighbor, and leadeth him into a way that is not good. He that shutteth his eyes, it is to devise froward things. Biting his lips, he bringeth evil to pass. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it is found in the way of righteousness. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but the whole decision is of Jehovah.